Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So if my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Lifeline broadcast, hosted by Apostle Shirley Jones. She is the senior pastor of Rehoboth Family Life Center, and we are located at 17900 Queen Anne Road, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774. Service on Sunday is at 10 a.m., and we would be honored to have you come out to worship and fellowship with us. We are indeed being blessed by the Lord every Sunday. We have Bible study via teleconference every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-432-3100. The access code is 386-279. Apostle Jones' book, Lifeline, When God Speaks, Volumes 1 and 2, can be purchased at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and any place books are sold. You can also send your request to www.shirleyjjones.com. To purchase the books along with the worship CD birthed during her time sitting before the Lord. Lifeline, When God Speaks, is a book of encouraging words that God gave for her life, and now she shares to encourage you in your journey. So be sure to get a copy. Apostle Jones can be reached via email at apostlesjones@rehobothflc.org. or by phone at 1-877-354-6082. She would love to hear from you. Remember, the broadcast is the first Monday of each month. Get the word out now to Lifeline Broadcast with Apostle Shirley Jones.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining me tonight for the Lifeline broadcast. To God be all the glory for all the wonderful things that he's doing and all the things that are still yet to come. As always, I am just so honored and glad to be a part of this network, When Christians Speak Talk Radio Show, where the mission and the vision is to spread the gospel and folks will be saved and folks will be encouraged to be true kingdom dwellers. To God be the glory, amen, and amen, and amen. Well, before I get into the message tonight, I want to extend an invitation to all to join me on Wednesday morning, this coming Wednesday morning, at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Rise and Pray. Gather your friends, your family, your neighbors, your new acquaintances, and let us let God know that he is indeed our priority. So you can join us on the prayer line this coming Wednesday, and the teleconference number is 712-775-8972, and the access code is 386-279. Let me give that to you again. That's 712-775-8972, and the access code is 386-279, and you also can join us via Periscope. So that's this Wednesday morning where we will be praying for God just to turn things around in the earth and that we want him to know indeed that he is our priority. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open us up in prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and jump into the word for tonight. So, Father God, we just bless you, God, and we honor you, Lord God. We give you praise and we give you thanksgiving, God, and we give you glory. Excuse me. God, we thank you for your loving kindness, oh God, and your tender mercies, Lord. We thank you for just all the wonderful things, God, that you do and that you do so very well, God. We thank you that you are our refuge and our high tower, God. You are the place that we run into and we can find rest for our souls. So I pray tonight that, God, that you would just be in the midst of us tonight. I pray that, God, that you would give your people a listening ear, and they may hear what thus says the Lord. I pray that, Father, they would leave off this broadcast, God, being encouraged and knowing that, Father God, that everything going to be all right. So, Father, I pray that you would just use me tonight, God, to speak words of hope and words of life. In Jesus' name, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And, Father God, I'll say it was you, because it's always you. And I bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to give a title of this message tonight, and it's Prayer is Our Lifeline. And I have been teaching this for quite a while at Rehoboth, and God just allowed me to know that prayer is going to be such a focus, and I am just so in awe with God that he continually reminds us. You know, sometimes we don't have the whole picture of things that want to be forthcoming, but when we look back in retrospect, we can see that God has been preparing us even for this time. So the very beginning of the year, God told Rehoboth that prayer would be our focus, and indeed, prayer needs to be our focus during this time. So once again, the title of the message is Prayer is Our Lifeline. So first I want to just say I pray that you and your family are well. I believe that this too shall pass. I know that, and I feel that, and I believe that, and I know that it's so, that this too shall pass. Because this is a place that we have not been before. This is not just in just another country, but it's right here in the United States. The virus is unknown in different aspects and have moved very rapidly throughout the world. The scientists, the doctors, and government officials are still trying to get a handle on disarming the virus and to save lives. But I know, they may not know as they consider it as the invisible enemy, but how many of us know that there's nothing invisible to God, that God knows everything about it? God knows its strength. God knows its original origin. God knows the path that it's taking. God knows the street that it's going down. God knows that the families or the things that it's trying to infect and contaminate. And God knows the reasoning behind this and all of that. And God knows exactly the antidote. God knows how to stop it. God knows when it's going to stop. And God knows how we will recover. Because I know a God that knows all things. He knows all things, and he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think, and he is never lost for answers or ways being made. Isaiah 43:19, the latter part reads, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, who can do that? And so the word is written a lot aforetime. It says it's written aforetime for our learning, that we may have hope through the scriptures and we can have peace. And so regardless of what it may look like today, regardless of what they're saying in the news, and regardless of what they have predicted and what they have said will come to pass, but we know a God that can just speak. If God can speak to the winds and the rain and the storm, we know that God can speak to this virus and cause it to stop at the gate, that it go not a step further, and that everyone that is even affected now will be healed, and there will be no more casualties. There will be nothing else that this virus will be able to do. So let's stand on that tonight, that we trust God that this too shall pass. So what do we need to be doing during this time? And we've been talking a lot about this through messages at Rehoboth. And one of the things that he has said, that one of the most important elements that we have been given as kingdom dwellers is prayer. Prayer is indeed essential for the believer's life. And now more than ever, we see that what's happening in the earth, that we got to be praying, y'all. We got to be praying. We got to believe in God. And the kind of prayer that I'm talking about is not the kind of prayer for, you know, I need a new house, I need a new pair of shoes. But this is the kind of prayer that we're asking God to stop the virus. We're asking God to cover us and our families. We're asking God to provide for the hospital staff, the doctors, the nurse, and we're asking God to touch those that are in the grocery stores, making sure that we're able to go get food, and all the ones that are serving essential personnel, that they be covered and their families be covered, and they don't have to worry about taking the virus back to their homes. And so this is the kind of prayer that we need to be praying. We need to be praying, being on our face until we see this thing change. So prayer indeed is our lifeline. So fitting during this time. So let's look at the word lifeline. Lifeline means a line or rope for saving life. It's something to grasp when there is danger of falling or being washed away. It's support and assist at a crucial time. It's aid, it's salvation, it's something regarded as indispensable for the maintaining or protection of life. A line used to keep contact with a person in a dangerous or potentially dangerous situation. So in other words, prayer will save our life. Prayer keeps us from falling or being washed away. Prayer supports and assists us at crucial times. Prayer aids us. Prayer is our salvation. Prayer is indispensable for the maintaining and protection of our lives. Prayer keeps us in contact with Abba Father in dangerous or potential dangerous situations. In other words, prayer is our lifeline, and we need that lifeline right now. Right now is what we need. So we're going to talk a little bit about how important prayer is and it being our lifeline. So prayer allows us to, first of all, prayer allows us to rest in the Lord, knowing he is more than able to deliver. Over in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 through 11, it reads, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." The word says there remaineth a rest to the people of God. And I know sometimes that that's hard to rest when there's all kinds of things that are swirling around us and trying to get our attention and trying to pull us down and trying to get us to be depressed and trying to get us to be fearful, trying to get us to be doubtful. But remember, I said that prayer is our lifeline. That's the thing that we can hold on to, that when those distractions come, and there are real things that are happening around us, but they are not greater than the God that we serve. And so prayer allows us to rest in the Lord, knowing that he is more than able to deliver us. And so it's going to be so important during these times, and especially, I believe, this week, because they're saying that all these things are supposed to happen, but I'm a believer that regardless of what they said, that I know that my God is greater, my God is bigger. And isn't it befitting? And I was telling someone earlier today that this week is supposed to be a hard week, but isn't this the holy week? This is the time leading right up unto the resurrection. And so you got this on one hand and one on the other. But I believe that we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. And so I'm trusting God. And I say, God, I said, it would be so awesome that this would be the week that you say, virus, you got to go, you got to stop, you are done. Because just like I was resurrected, just like I was able to conquer death, that I can conquer you too. Oh, glory to God. So if we could just get to a place that we can rest, and prayer does that, because prayer paints another picture. Prayer gives us another place that we can stand. Prayer gives us another place that we can believe. And as we're believing and getting rid of those things that get in the way, that we can find rest in the Lord. So we can rest in him, knowing that God is more than able. I want to read Psalm 91, and this is a verse of scripture that we've been really standing on during this time. And I'm going to read the whole Psalm 91. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilent. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but he shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, glory to God. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall be our refuge and our high tower. In him will I trust. And that begins to help us that when we're in prayer, prayer is our lifeline, that we can stand there and we can trust in knowing that God is who we say he is, and he is going to bring us out. Psalm 27:20 and verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, prayer does that. Prayer takes us to another place. It takes us to another vantage point. I talked about this a little bit on yesterday at church, that prayer takes us to another place. It reminds us that our trust must be in God. So right now that we don't have a whole lot of stuff, y'all, to hold on to. You know, everything's been shut down, and we can't do this, we can't go there. But you know, that part is not a bad part, because now we don't have all these distractions. We don't have all these things that's pulling at us. But we have a time to really get in the face of God, to be able to be able to spend time with him, to be able to hear him, so that we can truly rest in him. I'm not being distracted by this. I don't have to go there. I don't have to do hither or thither. But I can stay before the Almighty God, and I can get on my face. I could pray and seek God out, and knowing that God hears me. And the thing of it is, he says, I hear you, but I want you to hear me too. Oh, glory to God. So that's what prayer does, that it's a communication between us and God. So that when we speak to him, he speaks back to us, and that we'll know what to do. And when he gives us his instruction, then we can rest in him and know that God has us. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Come on now, remembering. Come on, let's remember. He knows us. He knows everything about us, and he's greater than anything and everything that we will ever encounter. This situation that we find ourselves in is not too hard for God. He says, cast your care upon him. So when those moments come, when fear try to grip you, when you're wondering how you're going to pay your bill, for maybe somebody may be on the line that might got laid off and don't have a job, but the Bible says to cast all your care upon him. And that's where prayer comes in, that we can rest when we cast our cares upon him. Because he cares about us, he knows about us. So I want somebody on the line to know that even though you may not have any answers right now, tonight or today, but I'm praying that as you get off this line and we sup around the word tonight, that you will be encouraged that God has you, that God's going to make a way for you, and you'll look up and you'll wonder, how in the world did this happen? How did I come out of this situation? But then you'll be able to say, but that was nobody but God that did this. So prayer allows us to rest and know that he is more than able to deliver us out of every given situation. What else does prayer do as our lifeline? Prayer helps to guard our minds, because that's the place that the enemy is trying to challenge, because we are hearing so many things and we're seeing so many things, and we don't have answers. They don't have answers. But the Bible tells us that if we would just think on those things, as Philippians 4:7-8, it says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be in any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Right here, prayer helps to guard our minds because prayer reminds us. It says think on those things. All you got to do is begin to think about all the things that God has done in your life, all the hard places that you've ever been, that it was nobody but God that brought you through, that maybe people didn't even know what you were going through, but God knew, and God was the one that came and brought you through. Well, guess what? God's mercy, God's grace, God's presence, God's provisions, they don't change. That whatever God did then we can say, but God, if you did that, oh, think about that hardest place that you've ever been in, and it was God that brought you through. Well, this is one of those times when you can draw back on that, and you say, but God, that was nobody but you that brought me through. And so, God, I'm thanking you that you're the same God, and as you brought me through that, God, you're going to bring me through this. So, God, I thank you because I have a history with you. I know your faithfulness, God. I've seen you move not only in my life, but I've seen you move in my family's life. I've seen you move in my friend's life. I've seen you move, God. And so I know that you are the same God. So as I'm getting before you, Lord God, I'm asking that you would allow my mind to be clear. And let me say this right here, that we have to be very careful that we're not sitting and we're watching the news all day long. Because if you notice in the news, what they're telling us are things of how many people have it, how many people have succumbed to it, and how many people may get it. But nobody's talking about all the people that have beat the coronavirus, have been healed, and are back in their normal life, and they're healthy, and they're strong. Nobody's talking about that. So a lot of times when we're listening to much of that stuff, you can get it so ingrained in you that you can't even think straight, that all it does is bring you down and start you to fear and start you to doubt. I say this, yes, be informed. I watch some of the briefings sometimes, so I need to be informed of what's going on, but not to the fact that I'm going to sit there all day and listen to what the news is saying, because I want to hear what God is saying. I can take back what I've heard, but then I want to hear the report of the Lord. I want to see what he tells me to do. I want him to give me revelation and understanding. I want him to direct my path. I want him to quiet me down. I want him to give me what I need to know during this time. So think on those things, you know, be informed, as I said, but not to the point where you're watching that stuff all day long. But get your information, you know, and let's adhere to the mandate. You know, they say, you know, don't go here or don't do that. Let's follow the instructions. But in the meantime, while we're following the instructions, we need to be able to hear what God is saying for us even the more. Because things that they don't know, trust me, God already knows. Things that they're not sure of, God already knows. Things that they're just still trying to find out, God already knows. And so we need to hear what they're saying, but not to the point where you're just in enveloped in that thing. I want to be enveloped in prayer. I want to be absorbed in prayer. I want to be able to hear God and let God tell me what's going on so my mind will be clear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." And fear is the thing that's going to show up. Fear is the thing that will cause us to move irrationally. Fear will cause us to doubt. Fear will cause us to do things that we would not normally do. Prime example, someone was telling me about, and the sad, this is so sad, that there was these guys down, I believe it was in Georgia, and they had a truck or something outside in the street, and they were set up as a test spot where people can come in and be tested outside for whether they had the virus. And they were charging these people, and they had a camera on them. They saw where they weren't wearing gloves. They weren't changing their gloves. They saw that the garbage that they had on at the end of the day, they balled them up and put them in the back of the trunk. of their seat of the truck they were in. And the next day they came and they pulled out the same stuff that they put in the back truck the day before, and people were paying. And see, what happens is that we want to know stuff, but we got to follow some rules and regulations, because if not, there are people out here right now that are scammers. They're scamming people, because you know why? Because they're dealing with fear. They're gouging up the prices on stuff. Why? It's because they know that people are running scared, and when we're scared, we do irrational things. We don't think. We give up some money. We give up time. Now, here these people are getting tested, and I know what they did. They probably said, your test results will be back in about 7 days. In 7 days, these boys going to be gone with the money. So we have to be very careful that fear will cause us to do things, to jump out before time, to do things, trying to give ourselves a road of escape. But prayer keeps and guards our minds so that we'll know what to do. We won't go hither and thither. We won't be procrastinating. We won't be stuck between two opinions. You know, be careful even who you talk to. If people are not talking about this too shall pass, if people are not saying that our God is able, then you don't need to have conversation with them. Because if you already struggling and then they come and they have this negative vibe about what's going on, then before you know it, you have agreed with them. And before you know it, both of y'all are scared and fearful and doubtful, can't sleep. You know, that's not what God is calling. He said, I have not given you the spirit of fear. That's not from God. God's not causing us to be fearful during this time. He said, but I've given you power, love, and a sound mind. A sound mind. So we can guard that sound mind in prayer. That's what prayer helps us to do. It helps us to get another picture. It helps us to get a picture of the truth of the matter. So when that fear shows up, because it will show up, it'll try to show up, and you'll be able to say, but God, you have not given me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So I have the power to say that no, that this is not going to happen. I have a sound mind, God, because you said so. I have the mind of Christ, and I have your love, and because of that, everything going to be all right. Everything going to be all right. There's so many pictures of people sending you this about that and that. I get stuff all the time where now they're saying that, you know, you can get it by doing this, you can get it by doing that. If you take in all that stuff, you won't do nothing. You'll lock yourself in your closet and you won't even come out. Your closet. I ain't even talking about the house, but your closet. So we have to be very careful of what we're taking in. I want to take in the word of God. I want to take in the presence of God. I want to be able to hear God clearly when he speaks and tells me and give me revelation of what I need to be doing. Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thy will keep him in perfect peace, who mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." We're talking about he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So we have to use this time wisely in prayer, that our mind can be stayed on him, that we can be kept in perfect peace. I'm talking about that kind of peace where people are running hither and thither. They don't know what to do, and people are afraid. People are not sure whether they should go here or go there, and are they going to run out of toilet paper? Are they going to run out of food? You know, it's all these things that's here to challenge us and that will whack us out. But the Bible says that he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So I know there are times when maybe something will come to challenge me, and it becomes a distraction. It becomes where it gets in the way of what I'm supposed to do. And I say, I can't do that. I can't allow anything at this moment, this time in my life, to get in the way of me being able to hear God. I have to be able to hear him. I have to be able to understand what he's saying. I need to be able to hear the instructions that he's given, not only for me, but for my family, for the church. And so I need to hear. So I've got to be able to cast down all those things that will come to challenge my peace, to challenge my peace, that will get in the way of me being able to understand what God is saying. So prayer helps us to guard our minds. Psalm 136:1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and for his mercy endureth forever." Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and for his mercy endure forever. And through prayer, we can still be thankful. Hey, glory to God. We still have things that we can be thankful for. When we wake up in the morning, we could be thankful. When we got food, we're thankful. When we're able to pay our bills, we're thankful. And even when we don't have certain things, we should still be thankful, for God will still work it out. What I don't have, God does have. My lacks are covered with God, that he'll show me what to do. God will provide. He'll send somebody. He'll make sure that it works out for my good. But we can still give thanks unto the Lord. So when those feelings come, it's like, well, I don't know, and I don't know what it's going to be, and I don't know what it's going to look like. But we can say, but God, I thank you. Yeah, God, I bless you. God, I honor you, God, and I adore you, God. God, you're magnificent and you're glorious, God. God, I thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. God, I know that you're going to work it out, God. God, you're going to see about me, God. You have me and you won't let me go. Oh, hallelujah. So in the midst when things start to challenge, if we could get to a place, but God, I thank you. Because I've been in places where, like, I don't know, and then I go, well, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. Then it's God, I thank you. Hey, that God, I thank you. Yeah, that bullshita. Yeah, God, I thank you. Yeah. See, that fear and those things can't stay in the way as we begin to thank him. So when fear and doubt and things come, just begin to praise him. Just begin to thank him, and that thing got to move. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Oh, hallelujah. Be still and know that I am God. We don't have to do a lot of things right now. The Bible talks about going in the book of Isaiah, where it talks about going into your chambers and closing the door and just being still in there until the indignation passes. So there are times when God will shut us up and shut us in so that we can hear him. And so this is the time that he has did it through the Bible, and this is the time when we can use this time to be able to be still before the Lord. Yeah, be still before him. Be still before him. Be still before him and know that the Lord of hosts is with us. He's with us. He's with us, and he is our refuge. He's the place that we can find rest for our souls. Hallelujah. Through the power of prayer. What else during this time that we can do? I believe that during this time that prayer helps us, the power of prayer helps us to become world changers. Hear me now, world changers. You know, this is the time when I believe that the power of prayer will move heaven. I believe that this is the time that when we begin to seek him out, when we begin to pray, when we get on our face before him, I believe that this is the time that we can cause things to change. We can cause things to be provided. We can cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We can pray that this thing will stop. We can pray that it be stopped at the gate, and that nobody, it will come no further. That God is calling us to be world changers. God could use anybody or anything. From the very beginning, he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness and give them dominion over the works of our hand. God could have used, and I said this one time, he could have used a tree, he could use a flower, he could use a rock, he could have used anything that he wanted to do, but he decided, let us make man. Let us make man, and God wants us to be his ambassadors. God wants us to be in partnership with him upon the earth. And so this time that we're in, this gives us the opportunity. This is the time for the church to arise. I'm not talking about a building because we ain't in no building. I'm talking about us who believe the power of prayer, who believe God. We are the church. And I believe that if we rise up and we use the power of prayer, that we can see things change. What am I talking about? Talking about, remember when Joshua, this is in Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. It says, then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand thy still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon, And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. It is not written in the book of Jasher. So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hastened not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened to the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Remember I said we're not praying as a gimme God. We're praying now that God's presence and the glory of God will fill the earth and that this thing will turn. And so God is calling us during this time that I believe that we have the power of prayer to be able to cause things to change. Remember with Moses and Aaron, how in Numbers chapter 16, verse 46, it says, "And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from off the altar and put on incense and go quickly unto the congregation and make an atonement for them, for there is wrath going out from the Lord. The plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and he ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people, and he put on incense and made an atonement for the people. Now that they died in the plague were 14,700 beside them that died after the manner of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague, hear me now, and the plague was stayed. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed." That's what I'm talking about, that we're called to be world changers. Come on, y'all. We have the power of prayer, and I believe that if we are utilizing the power of prayer, that we can see things change. Aaron was able to take the censer, and I heard, I think it was Dr. Tapscott, he said that the censers, we are the censers, and he says the incense is prayer. So if we are the censer, and we go into the midst of that, and we wave the incense, which is prayer, then we should be able to see things change. We should be able to see things happen. So let's use the power of prayer that we have during this time. We are not lost. We are not forgotten. We are not forsaken. That we have been given the power of prayer to stay on our face before God and know that if God hears us, then God is going to move. Acts 16, 25 and 26, we're talking about when Paul and Silas, we know the story, when Paul and Silas was in the prison, and it says, and at midnight, hallelujah, Paul and Silas, they prayed. What did they do? They prayed. They didn't complain. They prayed, and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Right here at midnight, here Paul and Silas were beat up. They had gotten beat up in the daytime, and now they're in prison, thrown in prison, bleeding, hurting. But at midnight, they remembered that God was on their side, and they remembered that they can give him praise and they can give him honor. And they began to pray, and they began to sing praises unto God. And it said that the foundation of the prison was shaken. Oh, excuse me. And the prison was shaken. The foundations were shaken, and there was a great earthquake. Now, how many of us know that if there's a great earthquake, that it just shook the foundation? Come on. Come on. Come on. When there's a great earthquake, the whole place should have fell down. But because we serve a strategic God, that God was able to send the earthquake to shake what he wanted to shake. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. So during this time, y'all, as we're praying, God's going to move. God's going to move. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to sing praises unto him and see what he does. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles. This is about us now. We're talking about us. We have the power of prayer. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, which were called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." All right, right here. He's given us a directive. He said, if my people, which are us, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face in prayer now and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Well, come on, y'all. We have the power of prayer, and this is where we can become even intercessors for the world, because now we can ask for forgiveness not only, but we can ask for forgiveness for the land. We can ask for forgiveness for the land and everything that we've ever done, everything that the enemy has tried in our lives. We can come to God and ask him to forgive us. And he says, if we do this, then he will hear from heaven. God's waiting for us to continually come before him, that I know that he's going to hear us. I know if we just keep on our faces before him, God is going to move. God is going to cause this thing that the enemy brought to the land, Hear me now, that the enemy brought to the land, that God is going to remove this thing so that we can be all that he's called us to be. John 14:12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So there are things, y'all, we have some power that we have to use during this time. And one of the main things is prayer. We have the power of prayer. He said, you shall do these things and greater. So we know that when Jesus prayed, blinded eyes came open. Oh, glory to God. When he prayed, the dead came alive. Oh, the sick was healed. The deaf was able to hear. The person that couldn't talk was able to talk. He did all of that. He says that if we believe on him, that we shall do those things and greater. Hallelujah. So we have the power of prayer. He was able to feed the 5,000. Whenever he did those things, he raised Lazarus from the dead. He always would pray and give it back to God and ask God to move upon the situation. So we have the power of prayer, guys, that we can pray during this time that God would move upon the land, hallelujah, and cause things to change. Psalm 91:9 says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Oh, glory to God. He is our refuge, the Most High God. Hallelujah. It says, it shall not come nigh our dwelling. He's going to give angels charge to keep us in all our ways. We can beseech God. Let's put God to his word, y'all. Let's pray and say, but God. You said, Father, and we're beseeching you, God. We're vouching you, God, to move on our behalf. This is not too hard for God. This is not too hard for God. Because you know what? When we're also praying, know that there's more for us to do. We have a future. We have a now. Oh, glory to God. And we have a future. I know that there's more in my life that God has for me to do. I know, as I've said all the time, there are more books in my belly. There's more words. There's more sermons. There's more teaching. There's more things that God would have us to do. Well, so do you. Because remember, Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. This is the time, y'all, through prayer, that we're seeking God out. Oh, we're searching him out, and we're coming before him. Because why? He says he has thoughts of peace about us and not of evil, to give us an expected end. So we're still upon the earth. That means that there's still things for us to do and us to receive from the Almighty God. We have a now and we have a future. As long as we're still on this earth, we have a now and we have a future, and that we can go to God and seek him out. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Yeah, God, we thank you. So where people are now perplexed and not sure what to do, remember that our God is more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So let us continue to just stay on our face before God, thanking him for his mercies and praying for the healing of the land. Because why? Because this too shall pass. This too shall pass. I don't know about you, but I am on tiptoe expectation to see just how God is going to turn this thing around, because I know that he is. Remember, y'all, Jesus waited until he gathered everything that you and I would ever experience. And then he said, what? He said it was finished. So even the coronavirus was gathered and left in the tomb when he rose from the dead. He let us know that nothing could hold him back, even death. Therefore, even now, everything that he had victory over then, he has victory over now. So we can rejoice now. We don't have to wait, as the old folks said. We can rejoice now that our God is greater, our God is bigger, and our God is going to win. Hallelujah, 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 and amen and amen. But we bless God tonight for the victory. But what I want to do, I want to take the next probably 5 or 6 minutes, and it was on me before I got on the line. We're talking about the power of prayer. So I just want to pray. I want to pray for everyone that's on the line. I want to pray for this situation that we're confronted with. And not only everybody's on the line, but your families and people throughout the world. We said we have the power of prayer. Let's execute it right now. Let's execute the power of prayer. So be in prayer with me as I just begin to pray and see God in the behalf, the well-being of the world. So, Father God, we just bless you tonight. God, and we honor you. We thank you, oh God, for reminding us, oh God. Oh God, in the power of prayer, that, Father God, we have the power of prayer, that, Father God, that heaven will hear, and, Father God, that you will move. And so, God, we thank you, oh, God, and we bless you, God. We thank you for the victory, God. We thank you that, Father God, that the coronavirus, God, is not bigger than you. And so, God, we thank you that, Father God, that at the appointed time, God, you're going to move, God. Oh, God, you're going to speak, God. You're going to cause this thing to die, God. You're going to cause it to be stopped at the gate, Father God, that it never resurrects again. And so, God, we asking right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, for forgiveness, Father God, for the things in our lives and for the things in the world, God. Oh, God, for every sin that's ever been committed, God. Oh, God, we ask that you would forgive us, forgive the world, God. Oh, God, understanding that you are holy and you are righteous, God. And so we ask tonight, Lord God, you said if we would humble ourselves and seek you out, God, and turn from our wicked ways, God, that you said that you would hear from heaven and you would heal the land. So I'm praying tonight, God, oh, God, that the land be healed, God. Oh, God, that every nation, God, oh, God, that's seeking you out, God, would know that you're God, and that, God, that you're going to move, God. You're going to cause this thing to stop, God, even now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for everyone that's on this line. God, I pray for them, God. Oh, God, and their families, God, and their friends, God. I pray that even now, God, that they're covered in the blood of Jesus. I pray, God, just like you told the Israelites, God, to put the blood on the doorposts. For Father God, I proclaim blood of Jesus over your people tonight. And I pray that, God, that we're covered, God. Oh, God, and this plague will not come nigh our dwelling, oh, God. Oh, God, that we will be covered, Father God, even now in the name of Jesus. I pray that, Father, that you would just bless those that are essential workers, God. I pray for the doctors, God, and I pray for the nurses, God. I pray for every staff member, God. I pray for the workers in the grocery stores, God, and the restaurants, God, and the bus drivers, and everybody, Lord God, that's essential, God, that have to even go to work, God. I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, that, God, that they would be covered, God. I pray for the hospitals, God, that they will not, Father God, run out of supplies, God. I pray that, Father God, that everything that they need, God, will be given to them. I pray that every equipment that they get will work. I pray that, Father God, that they won't have to build any more hospitals, Father God, because this will stop, Father God, and no more room will be needed, no more ventilators will be needed, Father God, nothing else will be needed, Father God, when it stops, God. So we pray even now for the government, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that, God, that they will know what to do, God, and they will do right by the people, Father God, even now in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. Father God, the word tells us that who are we waiting for and who are we believing in? But we believe you, God. We believe that you're able, God. Oh, God, that you're more than able, God, to cause this thing to stop and to cease, God. So we pray now, God, that every provision will be made, God. God, I pray for those that are out of work and those that might have gotten laid off, God. I pray that they'll be able, God, to be able to buy groceries and they'll be able to pay their bills, God. And they'll be able, God, to know, God, that you are God and that you have them, God. God. I pray even now, God, for the teachers, God, that right now they have to come up with programs and lessons for the children, God. And I pray for them, God. Everybody's been tossed into positions that they've never had to do before. But I pray, God, the strength of Israel will be upon them, oh God. I pray that even now, in the name of Jesus, that God, that you would give them what they need. I pray for the children, God. I pray that the children would still be able to learn. I pray that right now, in the name of Jesus, God, that no child will go hungry. I pray that no child would be abused. I pray that no child will be in a home that's, Father God, in total disarray. I pray that our children will be protected, God, even now, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, in homes, God, I pray, God, that there would be no domestic violence. I pray that, Father God, that everyone will get along well with each other, God. Oh, God, we've not been here before. We're in close quarters with one another. But I pray that your peace, God, oh, God, and your comfort would be in every household, God. I pray now in the name of Jesus that, God, hey, yeah, God, if you would just speak, God, from heaven, God. Oh, God, if you would speak from heaven, oh, God. Oh, God, if you would speak, God. Oh, God, you would speak, God. You said that let there be, God, let there be light, and it was light. And so, God, we pray. You said let the storm stop. You said let it stop, God. You said let it stop, God. And so I pray tonight, God, that you would speak, God. Oh, God, to the virus, God, and tell it to stop, God. 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 Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. God, we have you, God, as our refuge in our high tower, God. God, I pray even now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that every provision will be made, God. I pray for those that have applied for unemployment. Oh, God, that their applications will be approved, God. I pray for those that are waiting for checks, God. Oh, God, that they will receive the checks, God. Oh, God, and be spent towards the things that they need. So, God, I pray, God, wherever there's fear, God, I pray that you would lift the fear off your people, God. I pray wherever there's anxiety, God, I pray that it would be lifted, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the spirit of depression, oh, God, would get up off your people, God. Oh, God, and that peace would replace it, God. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you can speak, God. You can speak from heaven, God, and cause this thing to stop, God. God, I pray even this week, God. Oh, God, maybe it's just me, God. Oh, God, but I feel like, God, oh, God, this week, God, this week, God. Hey, hey, God, it's this week, God, as we walk towards Resurrection Sunday, God. Oh, God, you showed yourself mighty then. God, I pray that you show your mighty this week, God. I pray, God, but I'm not going to put you in a box, God, but I'm just asking, God, oh, God, that this too shall pass, and that, God, that you'll do it, God, when you see fit to do it, but I know that you're going to do it. I feel that it's going to be short-lived. I feel that, God, that what they're saying is not going to come to pass, God. I pray that, God, that what you say will be, God. I pray, God, even now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that this thing will lift, God. Oh, God, it will never come back again, God. Oh, God, I pray that there's any hands in it, God. Oh, God, that you would still the hands of the enemy, oh, God. Oh, God, if there's any foul play, God, that you would still the hands, God. Oh, God, and cause it to cease, God. Oh, God, I pray right now, God, breathe upon the land, oh, God. Breathe upon your people, oh, God. Breathe upon us, oh, God. Oh, God, that we can stand, God. Oh, God, and trust you, Lord God, and rest in you, God, to bring it to pass, God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God. I pray even now, Lord God. I pray, Father God, for those on the line, God. Oh, God, there may be somebody on the line, God, who's never asked you. I pray that tonight, God, that they will ask you, oh, God, to take their life and make it new, God. I pray for them, God. Oh, God, that they will know that they don't have to be in a church. They can do it right in their house tonight, God. Oh, God, that they can just ask you, Father God, to take their life and make it new. So, God, we thank you, Lord. I pray for every pastor, God. I pray for every leader, God. Oh, God, that has to do something different, God. I pray for us, oh, God, that you would give us words of life to the people, oh, God. Oh, God, that we will preach a hope message, God, to the people, oh, God. Oh, God, that you would cover us, oh, God. Oh, God, that we won't be able to be burdened down with it, God. Oh, God, but we'll be able to cast it back to you, God, even as leaders, that, God, we'll cast it over to you, God, that we can hear you, God, for the people, God. We pray, God. I pray, God. I pray, God. Now, God. Now, God. I pray, God. Oh, God, bless the land, God. Heal the land, God. Heal the land, God. Cause the land to stop, oh God. Cause the land to be healed, oh God. Cause the people to be healed, God. Cause it to stop, God, and not another case, God. Not another death, God. Cause it to stop, God. And God, we'll say that it was you, God. When they'll wonder what happened, but we'll say it was God. Yeah, it was you, God. Oh God, we'll say it was you. It's always you, God, that moves, God, to make the wrong right, God. And so we thank you, yeah, God, that you will speak from heaven, God, and cause every evil spirit, every demonic spirit, Father God, to bow, God, at your mention of your name, God. Oh God, even now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Jesus had authority over death, and we know that you have authority over this virus. So God, we're thanking you in advance, God. God, we're blessing you in advance, God. Every household, every child, God, every worker, God. Oh God, cover us, oh God. Cover us, oh God, that we, God, will know that this too shall pass. Oh God, I'm looking for you to move, God. I'm looking for revival in the land, God. Oh, God, when we get back together, God, that we won't go back to what we were, but we'll go forward, God, in the things that you're teaching us even now, God. Oh, God, that the church will operate differently, that we'll look differently, and we'll be different, God, even now in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we bless you. God, we bless you, Lord. Speak, God. Speak, God. Oh, God, I hear a lot of things, God, but I'm asking, God, you speak, God, from heaven and cause this thing to stop. So, God, we bless you tonight. You said that there's power in prayer. So we're praying, God, and we're going to stay on our face, God. We're going to stay on our face, God, until we see it move, God. We're going to stay on our face, God, until you speak from heaven and cause it to stop. So, God, we thank you in advance, God. We thank you. Yeah, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, the people are covered, God. Oh, God, that the people are covered, God. The workers are covered, God. Oh, God, their hearts are mended, God. Oh, God, keep them safe, oh, God. Keep them safe, oh, God, even now in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you tonight. God, we bless you. And, God, we honor you, God, and we adore you, God. And we say that it's you, God, that's going to do it. And we wait on you, God, to speak from heaven, God. We wait on you, God, to speak, God, and do it, God, and cause it to move. So we bless you in advance now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Hallelujah, 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 God. I bless you, God. I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I bless you. Yeah, God, I bless you. God, I know that you're able, God, and I bless you. I bless you, Lord, and I bless you, and I bless you, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, hallelujah. He said that there's power in prayer. So we're going to beseech God, and I challenge you. I beseech each one of you tonight, knowing the power of prayer, that this week, especially this week, as we're embarking upon Resurrection Sunday, let every day count, y'all. Let every day count. Let's stay on our face. Let's beseech God. Let's get quiet so that we can hear him speak, but we can also see him move. I challenge you this week to pray. Stay on your face, y'all. Stay on your face. Fear has no place with you. Doubt has no place with you, but you have the power of prayer. Use it this week so that we can beseech our God and see our God move. Amen and amen and amen. Well, I love you guys. Love you guys. I hope that you would join us again next month. Invite some folks to hang out with us. And we're going to just believe God together. As I said to the church yesterday, that we're going to link arms together, y'all, and we're going to come out of this thing victorious together. So I'm praying for you. You pray for me. And we're going to beseech God and see what God do. We know he's going to move. We know he's going to move. And we're going to trust him to do what he says he's going to do. So be blessed. Be blessed, God. Love you guys. Stay on your face. And know that this too shall pass. Have a great night. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
We thank you for joining us on the Lifeline broadcast. And pray you've been blessed. Again, our church is Rehoboth Family Life Center, located at 17900 Queen Anne Road, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774. Apostle Jones would love to hear from you. She can be reached via Apostle S. Jones at RehobothFLC.org or by dialing 1-877-354-6082. Until next month's broadcast, good evening and God bless.